But in terms of this self-seeding things, I mean, people basically die of metastatic disease, not usually the primary. Are you thinking that maybe there's some type of a cycle that you can break by having this self-seeding?
Actually, what we think is that the seeding of distant sites, the metastasis is not the primary problem. The primary problem is growth in metastatic sites. So if somebody has a shower of cancer cells to their entire body and each cell doesn't divide or divides two or three times and forms a little microscopic focus and never gets any larger than that, cancer would not be a problem. It is the growth in metastatic sites. And in fact, what we have to consider is the possibility that the growth in metastatic sites is also due to self-seeding in the metastatic sites. Mm. And the recent paper we published in Nature Medicine gives an illustration of this. Now, this is the part that as a biomathematician really fascinates me. Is that if you hypothesize that self-seeding occurs, then self-seeding occurs from the outside in. In other words, things grow from the outside in. So you're dealing with a very simple example. The surface area of a mass is related to its diameter squared, whereas the volume of a mass is related to its diameter cubed. So if you're growing because of something coming from the outside in, then you're going to grow proportional to the diameter squared, but you're going to lose cells by spontaneous cell death related to the diameter cubed. That means the ratio of growth to death is going to drop over time, and that will give you the Gompertzian phenomenon. And in fact, what we published in the paper in Nature Medicine is an example where you can take this very simple hypothesis of self-seeding, and it generates an equation that gives you almost exactly the same shaped curve as the Gompertzian equation. I mean, so close, in fact, that when we sent it in, the reviewers said, you're only showing one curve, you're not showing two. So that had to make them two different colors to be able to distinguish them. That's how close the curves are together. So it's possible that Benjamin Gompertz got the shape of the curve right. He got the equation wrong. And the reason that we haven't been able to find characteristics of the equation, biochemical characteristics of the equation, is because we're chasing the wrong target. And that this new equation has in it a simple component related to seeding, a simple component related to cell division, and a simple component related to spontaneous cell death or apoptosis or other mechanisms. Just those three parameters plugged into the equation gives you Gompertzian curves.